Very much, and I think, as was expressed by fellow speakers, we're all being able to answer each other questions, which means it's a good panelist. So let me re-articulate some of the elements. We heard and we know from time that it was adopted and discussed just after World War II, and as was expressed, really where the international community was shocked to its core on what it experienced. But historically, what I think is interesting to reflect upon is whilst, as I mentioned in my speech, it took only 4 months of negotiation, and those of us who engaged in sometimes heavy negotiations in many of these rooms almost look back at the luxury of passing something in 4 months, as significant as that. The idea had been around for a very long time, and as we know, earlier than 1949, most of the laws focused on the military. So they were for the military, about the military, in a way by the military. And I think one of the very significant things we saw in the 1949 update of the existing law and then the creation of the Fourth Convention was this focus on the civilian, protection of civilians. And in fact, it was the ICRC and the government of Switzerland that tried to host a diplomatic conference or planned to in the 1940 to provide protections of civilians, and of course events overtook them. But one wonders historically what might have happened if that had followed through. And in fact, it was in the international conference back in 1939, what was called the Tokyo Declaration, where many of those ideas subsequently found their voice in the 1949 Geneva Convention. So in a way, it shows that we as the international community are very reactive to horror, and we need to, I think, get much, much better, and perhaps we'll get a chance to talk about this with some of the challenges, new technologies and other things. We need to get better at not reacting, but predicting. We need to be able to use our imagination as well as our law, our policy and our operations on the ground to be able to predict treaties and what might happen rather than just respond. But certainly the Geneva Conventions were unique in their timing because they really tried to address what the international community was shocked about.
Thank you, Ellen.